Relationship between S and OP in logistics slash distribution. Exhibit 1-21 shows how manufacturing planning and control features sales and operations planning, S&OP, as the top level of priority planning, with its output being the production plan, a medium-term plan of what to produce and sell at the product family level. Sales and operations planning, S&OP, forms the bridge between the strategic and tactical levels. S&OP is medium range and tactical, while master scheduling at the next level down is medium to short range in its planning horizon, but is still a form of tactical planning. A key point about S&OP is that it is a process for synchronizing supply and demand, including the supply of logistics and distribution resources. The result should be all parties agreeing to work toward that plan, which often requires aligning team and individual incentives in ways that promote working toward plan unity. Inputs to S&OP include strategic planning, including the more granular business plan, high-level capacity planning on the supply side, and demand-side activities that include forecasting, demand management, and distribution requirements planning. Logistics includes important supply-side capacity planning activities, and this subset of capacity planning is called Logistics Resource Requirements Planning, LRRP, not shown in the exhibit. Exhibit 1-21. Manufacturing planning and control, S&OP and LRRP are covered elsewhere. So here we address a few key points regarding the relationship between S&OP and logistics slash distribution. It is important to logistics that the S&OP process features planning information, not only in terms of volumes to be received or shipped, but also on the timing of those volumes. Logistics can provide inputs in the form of capacity constraints, and provide feedback on the logistics cost of the agreed-upon volume per period. Logistics needs timely information on new product introductions, product eliminations, or other significant changes in the rate of demand for a given product family, as these may require significant logistics changes. Consider what data logistics can provide as inputs to the S&OP process, and what it would take to automate providing key data such as on logistics capacity, inventory in the pipeline and at various nodes, and schedule or cost risks to enable S&OP analysts to consider these data at each review period. Compliance metrics for the level of demand that logistics agrees to support should be related to what logistics can control. Higher production volumes will increase volume-based logistics costs. Using cost per unit or cost per weight metrics can help show where logistics efficiency improvements are being made even when there are cost increases from volume changes. Assessing adherence to schedule and other elements of the seven rights of logistics are another example.